Richard Blanco's mother was 7 months pregnant with him when the family arrived in Spain from Cuba in the late 60s. Shortly after Blanco was born, the family moved to the U.S. and eventually settled in Miami. Blanco's heritage is a theme throughout much of his poetry. In a 2008 interview with WLRN-TV, Blanco says it wasn't until adulthood that he started to examine his cultural background.
And negotiating sort of how where you fit in that space to suddenly realize, you know, this irony that you think you're just as normal as everybody else around you, which you are because everybody else is Cuban, then you realize, oh my God, I'm not American. Or like, I wasn't as American as the Brady Bunch.
Here's Blanco reading his poem America earlier this year at the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival in Connecticut.
We didn't live in a two-story house with a maid or a wood panel station wagon or vacation camping in Colorado. None of the girls had hair of gold. None of my brothers or cousins were named Greg, Peter, or Marcia. We were not the Brady Bunch.
Not only is Blanco the first Hispanic inaugural poet, he's also the first gay inaugural poet and the youngest. Charles Zeldin teaches legal and constitutional history at Nova Southeastern University. He says Blanco's invitation to read his poetry during the inaugural ceremony is a way for the Obama administration to celebrate those groups.
I think the president is representing three of the important constituents that not only got him into office, but that he seeks to work with in the coming second term, which would be young people, gay people, and immigrants.
Zeldin says the fact that Blanco is from Florida could also be a nod toward the large swing state that, in the end, went for Obama in the last election. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.